The void. So what is the void? This is something that I think is the reason why I've succeeded in business, in the gym, in sports over the years, is I truly believe that every single one of you can outwork me for a day, maybe a week. I think all of you can outwork me, outlift me in the gym for a week. I think I get out trained all the time. Somebody in the gym looks over, sees that you're in good shape, and they start out training you. I'll let you have this one. I'll let you win. But I probably won't see you tomorrow. That's the difference, okay? It's the same with business. So I've just completed a massive project and I'm tired, really tired. It is what it is. It happens. I've been here before. So I said to the missus last night, let's go for a meal. And when we're at the meal, I was like, do you know what? I think I'm going to have a nice glass of wine. And earlier in the day, I had an ice cream. I was like, yeah, let's celebrate. Let's have an ice cream. Let's have a glass of wine. You know, I came back here. I was in bed by about midnight, got my head down, led in bed for a little bit longer than I should. And I was like, yeah, you've deserved this. Well done. Then hits the void. And the void is between projects. You know, and you complete something massive and you celebrate and you're like, this is it. We made it to the end. Oh my God, I'm amazing. Everyone's like, congratulations, mate. And then you go, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad it's done. And then you kind of sit there and you're like, what now? What am I doing now? What hits next? It's almost like people who work all their life to retire, and then you retire and you spend the first day celebrating. You have a glass of wine. You say, I don't have to be up in the morning. I'll have a glass of wine. You have sex with the missus. You stay up a little bit late, watch a movie, wake up, do some gardening, potter around the house. Day two, you do the same. Day three, you want to shoot yourself in the dick. And this is what happens to people. It's the void. It just, you see a lot of fighters do it. Between fights, they're like, I'd rather be fighting. I'd rather be training. They get a little bit lost. And I think this is what's made me successful, is I've created a really good balance. I know when to rest, when to work, and I know what to get back to straight away. I know there's stuff that needs fixing here. I've always got plans 10 years in advance. Many thinking decades are dangerous. So when I finish something, I'm like, okay, good. I know where that leads us. I know where that leaves us on the path. I know the 10-year plan here. That has made a dent in it. That's fantastic. That allows us to now GTA start, open up another area in the map. But I also know, okay, I've got one meeting today. And the whole rest of the day, I'm just going to do some admin stuff, sunbathe, hit the gym, just kind of have a little relax, have a sauna, sweat out that red wine, and just have a little chill. And the World Cup's on Sunday, the final. It's a big game. I'll probably watch it. Saturday, I'll probably see my girlfriend. Monday, I go back at it like an absolute fucking lunatic. I might do some chores around the house and whatnot, but Monday, I go back at it like a lunatic, and I know exactly what to work on. That's the difference. I think my consistency just beats everybody every time. I always get outworked by somebody on one day or one week, but never over a long stretch of time, never.